This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Morning Run with Tan Chen Lee, Koo Soo Chuang and myself, Philip C. Right now, let's talk about press freedom. Because a few days ago, media rights watchdog Reporters Without Borders released the yearly World Press Freedom Index, which assesses the state of journalism in 180 countries and territories.
And although Malaysia's rank has improved from 119th to 113th position, the country's overall score has deteriorated from 60.53 to 51.55. And as a recap, Malaysia achieved its best ranking of 101st just 2 years ago in 2020. And elsewhere in the world, some countries are ranked as some of the most repressive environments for journalists globally.
Yeah, a record 28 countries have been rated very bad for journalism, which includes Belarus, Russia, China and Myanmar. This latest index also highlighted the consequences of a globalized and unregulated online information space that encourages fake news and widening divisions fueled by media polarization between countries at the international level.
So, as unfettered journalism is crucial for holding powers accountable, how could we protect and uphold press freedom in Malaysia? For some answers, we speak to Ding Jo An, advisor at the Centre for Independent Journalism, short for CIJ. A very good morning to you, Jo An. What were the main factors or events that contributed to Malaysia's drop in overall score?
Hi, a very good morning. Well, they changed the methodology this year, but we still scored a rather dismal 51 out of 100. And ranked, as to say, 113 out of 180 countries. And out of the five criteria that RSF uses to compile this index, from the political context, the legal, social, cultural, economic, and safety, we performed most poorly in the legal framework, where we ranked only 155 out of 180 countries, falling into the very serious category. And this category looks at the level of censorship and restrictions that journalists face, and also their access to information. And it's unsurprising that we have a poor score in this area, because we have a host of repressive laws that can control expression and the media, from the Sedition Act to Section 233 of the Communication and Multimedia Act to the Printing Presses and Publication Act. And meanwhile, on the other hand, we have no RTI laws, no right to information laws, which allow people to access government information easily and freely. And we have a very, very broad Official Secrets Act, which makes a lot of government information secret. So this is a challenging environment for journalists. It's legally restrictive, and there is poor access to government-held information. And in the past 2 years, there has been little reform on the horizon, and we don't expect much improvement in the near future. Plus, financially, like media around the world, media here has been hit by falling ad revenue, which has shifted to tech giants like Google and Facebook, plus the economic challenges. So for the media who have survived or even thrived, especially in independent media without government or government-linked backing, they should really be commended for doing what they are doing in these very challenging circumstances.
Let's dive into the challenges a bit more. So what are these challenges that's actually faced by the Malaysian media in 2021?
Well, other than the structural environment, which I just talked about, there were specific challenges faced last year. It might all be a blur now, but if you remember, we had an emergency last year with an emergency fake news decree, which made it very challenging and had very high fines and even jail terms for publishing fake news, which was defined by the government. And there was, due to COVID, there was restricted access for the media to press conferences, to parliament, to elections. And unfortunately, there seemed to be an arbitrary decision about this media can go in, mostly state media, and the rest of you have to stay out. And that was very challenging for the media. And they also have to make the decision of when you go for these events, even if you do get in, there's also the risk of catching COVID. And there was a whole issue about did they get vaccinated in time as frontliners. And of course, there were the usual usual, although that's unfortunate, but it is usual now in Malaysia for the investigations and intimidations by the authorities. Code Blue, for example, was investigated after they broke a story of a COVID outbreak in a vaccine centre. And Malaysia Kini journalists were questioned over an article on the death of a prison inmate. That's just two. There were defamation suits threatened or filed by key authority figures. And there's a huge 500,000 fine imposed on Malaysia Kini for contempt of court due to user comments. And again, there was also the huge financial impact, both because of the pandemic and also due to worldwide trends. About 400 journalists lost their jobs in the 2 years of the pandemic, as recorded by the NUJ.
Yeah, Joanne, Malaysia has been abysmal on the World Press Freedom Index for a number of years now. And we know why it's important to track press freedom in Malaysia. Do you see what are your key takeaways from the fact that we've plummeted to such, abysmal levels?
Well, we've always been rather abysmal, unfortunately. We've ranked from, we've ranked 146th before, somewhere in the mid, about 2015, 2016, the height of the 1MDB saga. So the legal structure, is very restrictive, and we need to change that. And I think we saw a bright spark after the new government took over, where we jumped up to 101. So we desperately need reform in this area, and going forward, in this era of disinformation and misinformation, we need a credible media. We need media that we can trust, and I hope that the government sees that they need to work with the media, and the media is not their enemy, and take the necessary steps to institute reform in this area.
But Joanne, rising rank, decreasing score, this is a sign that this is a global issue, isn't it? The media freedom is a global problem.
It is indeed. Which is why it's useful to look at indices like these, just to look at worldwide trends. They changed their methodology, like I said, so it's difficult to compare year on year. But yes, it does indicate that although our score dropped, we seem to rise in rank, indicating that there is a serious media freedom issue all around the world. And in fact, in our region especially, it's amazing that despite our abysmal record, we and restrictive press freedom circumstances in this country, we still rank one of the highest in Southeast Asia. So this goes to show that we really do have a long way to go. And it was hoped, that with the reforms that were planned in the future, in the past, that Malaysia would be leading the way in democratic reforms to lead the way to a media that is able to hold the government to account freely and independently. But that seems to be on a slightly on the back foot for now, and we hope that this situation will change in the future.
And Joanne, you talk about reform a few times here. So what reforms are really needed in Malaysia to defend media freedom? And we have in the past discussed a media council. Is that still applicable?
Yes, a media council would be useful. I was on the pro-tem committee to set up a media council under the Pakatan Harapan government. And what was really useful was actually sitting down in a room with all the media industry leaders in Malaysia and coming together for once. A lot of times in Malaysia we work at cross purposes, or we work in silos. There's the government media, there's the independent media, there's the online media, there's the print media, there's the TV broadcast. But it was nice to work together and see how we can keep media viable, keep media credible. But it has to go hand in hand with dismantling the legal structures that allow the government and the authorities to, restrict media access and to clamp down and to investigate, because it's no point having the best media council in the world, but the structures are still there that allow the government to basically tell the media what to do and summon them to the Home Ministry every time they feel that they have coloured outside the lines.
Yeah, Joanne, you talk about the necessity for a credible media platform, and I think in Malaysia you do have some of them. You mentioned Malaysia Kini in the past, but some of these players are very small in the larger scheme of things. The problem in Malaysia is that the media industry has been very siloed in the past and suspicious of each other, and quite parochial in their approach. Do you think there's a real need for there could be a real possibility of them coalescing and maybe getting together to become stronger together to fight what's, essentially this issue?
I certainly hope so. The formation of media councils in other countries, a lot of them have actually been precipitated by threats from the government, threats to regulate them, threats to clamp down on them. And then the media council have gotten together and said, look, the media industry have gotten together and said, look, we are going to regulate ourselves. You don't have to regulate us. We can do this. Unfortunately, in Malaysia, we have been so heavily regulated that seems to be the norm now, and people seem to just accept that. But you know, with the Pakatan Harapan government in 2018 and the Pro-Tem committee, it showed that it's possible. You know, we did come together, all the different disparate groups of media, small and big, you know, different languages.
Yep.
And we were able to sit in a room together and come up with common ideas, common themes, common code of conduct. How do we, you know, improve ethics? How do we keep media viable? How do we come up with new business models? So it is possible, but there has to be, I think, some kind of pressure for media to do that.
Right. And Joanne, just before we end, right, can you just give us a quick 10, 15 second, why is press freedom so important?
Well, we stand at the cusp of history, isn't it? We continue our democratic reforms, as we have been doing for the last many decades, or we just let our politicians just do whatever they want and plunder our country. And media freedom is a big part of which direction we go, of keeping the public informed and engaged with credible and verifiable information. And I hope that is the direction that we go.
The importance of holding politicians accountable. That was Ding Joanne, advisor at the Center for Independent Journalism. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.